أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explains that the Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and Christians, in their kitabs, the Torah and the Injil, the Bible and the Old Testament, they are the clear signs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's deen about his Qibla, that he will be sahib Qiblatain, that he will be the one and only Nabi who will be honored to face the two Qiblas of great barakat. And that he also, that his deen is the absolute true deen, and that it has cancelled all other adiyan, all other religions. All this was very clear. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about the person of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His signs are also very clear in their kitabs, that who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be, his stature, his body figure, his complexion, everything of his in detail is given in their kitabs. But they either hide it away or they change it. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, الَّذِينَ آتِيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ جِنْكُ هَمْنِ دِيهِ كِتَابِ. Those people that we have given the kitab, that is the Torah and the Injil, the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. پہچانتے ہیں اس کو جیسے پہچانتے ہیں اپنے بیٹوں کو. They recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just as a person recognizes his children. As a person knows his children properly, that this is this child. In fact, if they are twins also, perhaps the whole world can't make the difference between the two, but the parents can make out very clearly, this is this child and this is this child. They may be both boys or both girls and they are twins. Nobody else can see the difference between them, but parents can make out. So well parents know their children. Like that, from their kitab, they have recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As a person recognizes his children, they have recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they hide it away. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقِّ. اور بے شک ایک فرقہ ان میں سے البتہ چھپاتے ہیں حق کو. But however, a group from amongst them concealed this truth. There were those people like Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many others also who saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately recognized he's the true Nabi of Allah and they brought Iman. But the vast majority of them concealed this truth, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And it isn't out of ignorance, جان کر, but out of knowledge they know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the final Nabi, but yet they hide it and conceal it. So where we see it is important that with regard to the final masalas, like about facing the two qiblas or about the whole of deen, these things were very clear to them. In fact, even the very person of the deen, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also very clear to them who it was. From here we learn the lesson also that our deen, the true deen, everyone in his heart knows what is the true deen, and that is what we must follow. And all the finer parts of deen, maybe we are not all aware, we find out from our ulama and the muftis. And they also very interestingly, and what a great lesson in it, Allah Ta'ala said, when we don't know, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala did not say, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الْعِلْمِ, ask the people of knowledge. But Allah means the people of knowledge, but referred to them as Ahle Dhikr. That is those ulama who are engaged in the remembrance of Allah, who are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Not those ulama who are connected with politicians, who are connected with the government, etc. But those ulama who are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Ask those ulama when you don't know. So we should ask them also. And so very important from here to learn that to understand the true deen and accept it, not to be obstinate and stubborn. And also the people of deen, the ulama of haq, and everyone in his heart knows who is on the truth. So that like the Jews, they knew that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on the truth. But their pride, their jealousy, and their arrogance and hatred did not allow them to accept the truth, for which they have to burn in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. So it's a lesson for us that when we see the ulama of truth and we know which line they are following, they are not after name and fame, for example. They are not after worldly gain. They don't want to please the people. They want to please Allah. But when we recognize them, don't hide it in our heart. Then follow them and follow them with an open heart. Like anyone who follows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the more he follows him, and the more he's in the, so to say, good books of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much more honorable is that person by Allah Ta'ala, in this world also, and in the akhirat also. So Allah refers to this with regard to the Ahl al-Kitab, but for us also there are great lessons. The ulama al-haq have been always known in all eras, even now at this time. And people also understand, even those who oppose them, but in their heart of hearts they know that these people are on the truth. So we should follow those people that will lead us towards Allah Ta'ala and towards righteousness. And let not our pride, our obstinacy, or any other thing come in between that. We should follow the truth. May Allah give us this correct understanding and the tawfiq to follow accordingly, and thereby make our dunya's life also, and much more important, our life of akhirat also gets made. May Allah give us all tawfiq.